ever tried to like use your phone on a packed train? You know what I mean? It's like a contact sport. Today, we're diving into something pretty cool, a potential solution. Maybe imagine a world where your face is the controller.
That's a fascinating idea, definitely. This research paper we're looking at, Make a Face, it explores exactly that.
Make a face. Okay, so what are we talking? Sticking sensors on our faces?
Not quite, not quite. It's more like, picture a lightweight, almost mask-like device, but it sits on your lower face. And the key to this whole thing is something called EMG electromyography.
EMG.
It's simpler than it sounds, really. Think of it like, you know those fitness trackers? The ones that count your steps? It's kind of similar, but instead of tracking movement, it's picking up those tiny electrical signals that your muscles produce when they, contract. In this case, it's the muscles in your cheeks, your mouth, tongue, that sort of thing.
So every like little twitch, every clench, the device is picking that up.
Yeah, exactly. And then it translates those signals into commands. So you could be scrolling through your phone, maybe adjusting the volume, even navigating a virtual world, all with, just subtle facial expressions.
Hold on, did you just say virtual worlds? Now we're talking.
Oh yeah, there's a lot to unpack here. Make a face. It really could, revolutionize how we use technology.
Don't leave me hanging then. Give me an example. Like, say I'm back on that crowded train, phone's a no-go. How's this make-a-face changing the game?
So picture this. You're packed in, trying to discreetly listen to some music. With Make a Face, you could say, skip a song, maybe with just a little clench of your jaw, adjust the volume with a subtle cheek movement, all without ever taking your hands out of your pockets.
Okay, that's pretty slick. But it's not just like convenience, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole safety aspect to this.
Absolutely. Think about, joggers, cyclists, anyone who needs to keep their eyes on the road and their hands on the handlebars. They can still have control over, their music or even take a call if they need to.
It's like, having this secret language with your tech. Just, the little cheek flex means. But you were saying something about virtual reality before. I feel like that's where this make-a-face thing, that's where it gets really wild.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Think about it. In VR, your hands, they're already occupied, right? You're grabbing stuff. You've got controllers. What if you could add on this whole other layer of control, but using your face?
So like
Yeah.
instead of having to hit a button on a controller to, I don't know, cast a spell or something,
Yeah.
you just, what, raise an eyebrow. Now that's what I call immersive.
Exactly. And even just think about how characters could react to you, like they're responding to your smiles, your frowns. It could make things way more realistic, more emotionally engaging.
And not to mention, what about accessibility? For someone who might not be able to use a regular controller easily or like hand gestures, this could be huge.
It's true. It could open up so many possibilities for folks with disabilities. Being able to, experience those virtual environments, interacting with tech in a whole new way.
I like it. It's not just about, making things more convenient. It's about making tech work better for everybody.
Yeah, and the researchers, they're already thinking ahead. They want to make the gesture recognition even more accurate, more customizable too.
Customizable how?
Well, imagine you could teach the device your own, unique facial expressions and then assign those to specific commands.
Hold on. So I could have like my signature wink to answer a call,
Yeah.
or maybe a like sly eyebrow raise to pause the music. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Right. It'd be like having your own personalized language for your devices.
I like that. That's a good way to put it. But okay, let's zoom out for a second. We talked a lot about, what this make-a-face thing is,
Right.
but why is this a big deal, like in the grand scheme of things?
That's a great question. I think this represents a pretty big shift. Right now we're all about touch screens, voice commands. It's all very direct, very visible.
And sometimes, yeah, not exactly private, depending on where you are.
Exactly. But this is different. It's subtle, almost like intimate. You're communicating with your devices, but in this quiet way.
So what? Like someday we're going to be controlling our entire smart homes just by like thinking about it.
Well, maybe. But think about it. If this make a face can pick up those tiny muscle movements, the ones we make when we're expressing something, could it also maybe pick up on things we don't even realize we're doing? Like those subconscious cues that might actually show how we're really feeling.
Whoa. So it's like, this isn't just about controlling our tech, it's about understanding ourselves better.
Maybe. It's kind of blurring the lines, between what we intend and how technology responds to us.
This is a lot to process. And I know our listeners are probably out there like, whoa, hold on, what does this all mean?
So here's a question, right? For everyone listening. What if this make a face? what if it wasn't just some research project anymore? Like, what if it was as normal as everyday as, I don't know, wireless headphones? What would you use it for? What's the first thing that comes to mind? Yeah, like, what part of your day would you want to make a little smoother, a little more, you know, high tech? With just a little, I don't know, cheek twitch.
Seriously.
Hmm.
We're not just talking about bitching buttons here. This is like a whole different way of thinking about how we use technology, how it fits into our lives.
And for someone who, say, has trouble with those small movements, you know, fine motor control, it's not just about it being easier. It's about opening up possibilities that just weren't there before.
That's a good point. It's like, remember all those old sci-fi stories where people would just like think a command at a computer and boom, it happens.
Right.
We're not quite there yet. But this mega face thing, it feels like a step in that direction.
It's breaking down those barriers, you know, between what we're thinking and what we can actually do between like our physical selves and the digital world.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll be looking back at touchscreens and voice commands like we do now at, I don't know, dial-up internet.
Right. Like, can you imagine?
Those were the days. But until then, we want to hear from you. What do you think about all of this? Head over to our social media. Let us know your thoughts on Make-A-Face. The future of hands-free tech just might be a facial expression away.
That's right. Until next time, everybody, keep those brainwaves buzzing. You never know what we'll uncover together.